I come from women who made love work, who made a meal out of need. My great-grandmother's kibitzing in Dinya's hot kitchen, oiled knuckles caked in fine flour. I imagine their ghosts gossiping above me, hovering even in death, making sure I clear my plate. Brisket tender as a widow in grief, lemon cake tart and dusted in powdered sugar, they poured faith into the glass of my young eyes, glinting green and certain, each with a man that stuck, waxy and scarlet as their lips on my cheek, anointing me with gentle warnings and measurements for the perfect chicken soup. I cook for two or four, as if my body was wired to rise like egg-kissed dough to raise more than myself. But there is only one. So many leftovers I take to friends, students. Maybe I was made to feed others' children. Maybe they are my children too. Maybe there is no man who will love me as thick as they do. I come from women who made love work. Maybe I am a woman who makes work love. Still, on the eve of my 36th birthday, I hunger more. I burn a tall red candle dripping like old blood and think about legacy. What I will leave, what has left me, how the women stay even after death, how the men go easy even while alive. I have mastered this language of loss, this recipe of red onion and chili weeping late night in my hot kitchen. But I am fluent in other tongues too. The flame that burns for 8 nights on only enough oil for one. Some days, I am startled by my own light, how I flicker blue with bright desire after such ghosting. Women are not afraid of work, and I am not afraid of love, no matter how much salt stains the pillow, how much sugar misses the bowl. I am slow and steady, challah thickening on windowsill. I will enter my shadow with silver hairs and sing my own name until I learn the correct measurements for one.